You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network. Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, What is Your Identity? Personal development has traditionally been focused on goals, motivations, and habits. People set goals to lose weight, write a book, start a business, etc., and then, only then, search for the motivation or discipline required to reach them. Yet many people discover a frustrating pattern. Goals are set enthusiastically, but over time, motivation fades and habits slowly disappear to achieve those goals. There is a new approach to personal growth and personal development that suggests a different starting point. Instead of focusing primarily on goals, individuals now focus on their identity, that is, who they are becoming. This perspective is called identity-based development, and it proposes that lasting change occurs only when behaviors align with a person's identity rather than simply with external objectives such as their long-term or short-term goals. At its core, identity-based development shifts the question from what do I want to achieve to who do I want to become, why goals alone often fail. Goals can be powerful, but they are often temporary. A goal represents a destination, not a transformation. Once the goal is achieved or if progress becomes difficult, motivation can disappear. For example, someone may set a goal to exercise 3 times a week. For a few weeks, they may follow through with enthusiasm. But if the goal is driven only by obligation or external pressure, the behavior can feel forced. Eventually, the routine breaks, and the goal fails. Identity-based development works differently. Instead of saying, I want to exercise, the individual begins to see themselves as a healthy, active, and fit person. That is, their new identity is a healthy, active, and fit person. Exercise is no longer simply a task. It becomes an expression of their own personal identity. When behavior reflects your identity, consistency becomes more natural, acting as your future self. One practical application of identity-based development is learning to act as the person you want to become. This does not mean pretending or living in a fantasy. It means aligning your present choices with your future identity. Consider a simple question. What would the person I aspire to be do in this situation? A writer writes regularly, a leader takes responsibility, a learner remains curious. Each small action becomes a building block for the identity being formed. Over time, these repeated actions reinforce the internal identity belief, this is who I am. Identity-driven habits. Habits are more powerful when they support identity rather than just outcomes. A habit that reinforces identity carries psychological weight because it strengthens how individuals see themselves. For example, reading a few pages a day may appear insignificant, yet when someone views themselves as a lifelong learner, the daily reading becomes evidence of that identity. Identity-based development focuses on accumulating small actions that reinforce the desired identity. The power of a personal narrative. Another element of identity-based development is the story individuals tell themselves about who they really are. Humans naturally organize their life through narratives and personal stories. These internal stories shape expectations, decisions, behaviors, and boundaries. Some narratives can limit growth. For example, I am not disciplined, I always quit things, I am not creative, etc. When such narratives dominate self-perception, they become self-fulfilling. Personal growth often begins by consciously redesigning this narrative. Instead of defining oneself by past limitations, individuals begin to adopt empowering stories. For example, I am someone who grows through challenges. I finish what I start. I create ideas that inspire others. Their story gradually reshapes their identity, and their identity reshapes their behavior. Becoming before achieving. One of the most important insights of identity-based development is that achievement often follows identity, not the other way around. People frequently believe that once they succeed, they will become confident, disciplined, or creative. In reality, those identities usually develop first. Success emerges from consistent alignment between identity and action. Rather than chasing results alone with goals, individuals focus on the type of person they are capable of becoming and producing those results naturally. A long-term approach to personal growth. Identity-based development encourages patience and long-term thinking. Identity is not transformed overnight. It evolves through consistent choices and is reinforced over time. Small daily actions, such as writing a paragraph, reading a chapter, practicing a new skill, may seem minor in isolation. However, each action strengthens a particular personal identity. Over months and years, these small actions accumulate. Gradually, behaviors change, results appear, and the new identity becomes fully established. The central question of identity-based development. Identity-based development ultimately invites a powerful reflection. Who am I becoming through the choices I make each day? When individuals align their actions with the identity they wish to embody, personal development shifts away from temporary motivation with goals to lasting transformation. Growth becomes less about forcing behavior and more about expressing the person they are gradually and continually becoming. Here are three practical ways to implement identity-based development so that your behavior naturally aligns with the person you want to become. Number one, define the identity you want to become. Identity-based development starts with clarity. Instead of beginning with goals, begin with the identity you want to embody. Ask yourself such questions as, who do I want to become in the next stage of my life? What qualities define that person? How does that person think and act? Then translate this into a clear identity. For example, I am a disciplined creator. I am a healthy and energetic person. I am a lifelong learner. These identities become a guiding framework for daily decisions. Every choice can then be evaluated with this simple question. Does this action align with the person I am becoming? Clarity about identity provides direction that goals alone cannot. Great examples of identity-based development come from comic book superheroes you are all familiar with. For example, Clark Kent worked as a mild-mannered journalist for the Daily Planet in Metropolis. However, through his actions, acting as a protector of people and the Earth, he became Superman. Bruce Wayne worked as the CEO and owner of Wayne Enterprises and a philanthropist and owner of the Wayne Foundation in Gotham City. However, through his actions, fighting crime and fighting criminals, he became Batman. Number two, build small habits that reinforce the identity. Once the identity is defined, the next step is to create small, repeatable behaviors that reinforce it. Every action acts as evidence as the identity. For example, if your desired identity is a writer, your supporting habit would be write 300 to 500 words daily. If your desired identity is a healthy person, your supporting habit would be to exercise or walk daily. If your desired identity is a lifelong learner, your supporting habit is to read 10 to 20 minutes daily. If your desired identity is to be an organized person, your supporting habit would be to plan the next day every evening. The key principle is consistency rather than intensity. Small actions repeated regularly strengthen your identity over time. Every completed action becomes a new data point for the person you are becoming. Number 3, redesign your personal narrative. People unconsciously operate through internal stories about themselves. These narratives influence behavior more than many people realize. Here are some examples of limiting narratives. I am not disciplined. I never finish projects. I am not creative. To implement identity-based development, consciously replace these narratives with ones that support growth. For example, I am someone who follows through. I learn from challenges. I consistently improve. These narratives shift how you will interpret your actions. A mistake becomes part of the growth story, not evidence of failure. Over time, these new narratives strengthen your new identity, which in turn shapes your behavior. Practicing identity-based development can create a positive impact in your own life. Till next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything, changing my identity to that of my favorite superhero.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.